This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The city of Bethel now has another thing to brag about to every other town in Alaska. Last week, Bethel City Clerk Lori Strickler was named Municipal Employee of the Year by Alaska Municipal League.
When Lori Strickler heard about her award, she was surprised and confused.
I am actually reflecting back and thinking to myself, what did I do to get recognized?
Grant manager John Sargent was the one who nominated Lori. He said it was for the work she does outside her job description.
She's always looking for the next thing. I mean, going way beyond her scope of responsibility.
This past year, she expanded the Kids Vote program to all Bethel schools. Through that election, students named the new field by Ute Big Dipper Field. At KLA, she registered fresh 18-year-olds to vote. She also set up voting booths in the long-term care facility and Iyalpik apartments to bring voting to elders. Overall, voter turnout increased from 21% in 2018 to 33% in 2019. John says that's largely due to Lori.
She's made it a personal campaign to go out and improve voting.
I had a lot of support.
While Lori's quick to share credit with her coworkers at the city, she says it's motivating to know people appreciate the work she does. When she heard news of her award at spin class, she fought to hold back tears.
I was very happy.
Lori says next on her plate is continuing to move city records online. She admits that doesn't sound like much fun, but making government transparent and accessible to the public is something City Clerk Lori Strickler has been recognized for caring about deeply. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Next, in Mushing, sled dogs, community, teaching the next generation. These themes come together in a new documentary about legendary sprint musher George Atla from the village of Hooslea. The documentary has been making the rounds in Alaska. Last week in Bethel, a community with its own rich history of sled dog racing. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger sat down with the director, Catherine Axley, about what it took to make a film about a legend.
Within an hour of stepping foot in Hooslea, Catherine Axley found herself on a snow machine behind a team of sled dogs.
Up until that point, I hadn't thought, like, oh my gosh, it could be so fun.
She was in the hometown of legendary Athabascan musher George Atla to make a documentary about him for her graduate degree from Stanford. This was in 2014. Axley stutters a little when she talks, especially when she's feeling strong emotion. So when she called George Atla to pitch him this documentary, she had a little trouble.
First time being on the phone with George was I felt like totally starstruck because I had been reading about him, watching archival clips, and, you know, hearing his voice on the other line. And on the phone, I get really nervous. It was just, you know, I probably wasn't able to get many words out.
But he was game for it. He liked the idea of telling his story to kids so that they too can mush one day. The film would focus on George training his grandnephew, Joe Beifelt, for the Fur Rendezvous World Championship sled dog race in Anchorage, and it would dig into Atla's 50-year legacy as a champion sprint musher and his journey to get there. George Atla had survived tuberculosis as a child, which left him with a stiff leg. But he persevered, winning multiple world championships and teaching the next generation to love mushing. He wanted to make sure the sport stayed alive in Alaska Native villages. It's expensive to make a film like this. Axley was a student at the time, so she used Stanford's free video gear. But then she needed money to fly into Alaska.
I'm Catherine Axley, and I'm currently finishing my MFA in documentary film and video at Stanford University.
So she started fundraising on Kickstarter, a website that people use to raise money for a project. Her cold weather gear came from people willing to loan it. Axley spent a year filming George, immersing herself into the Hooslea social scene and learning when to turn on the camera and when to turn it off.
He was just so curious. I mean, for an 80-year-old to be so curious about everything, you know, it was so neat to be with him and Joe because, you know, we'd have late-night conversations, you know, hours and hours of just kind of talking about the past, the present, the future.
Then a couple things happened just as Axley was wrapping up filming. George Atla died from bone cancer in 2015, and Joe's race in Anchorage got canceled because there wasn't enough snow. But Joe set his sights on another race the following month, and so Axley managed to see him finish what he started under George. but then her project required her to actually put the film together.
Trying to edit a film, you know, where you're seeing someone that has just passed away was really hard.
George's story still stuck with her.
In order to understand the significance of George Atla training his grandnephew for this race in the year 2015, you had to learn George's story, and you had to also learn the history of dog mushing and of dog races in Alaska over the past 60 years.
Axley raised more money and returned to the archives and Atla family members to learn more about him. She had to balance the work with other jobs to pay the bills. 5 years later, she finally finished the feature-length documentary. It showed at the Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention this year and has made its way to Bethel, the home of 2019 Iditarod champion Pete Kaiser and the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race, which George Atla raced at least twice. Axley now teaches at the University of Kentucky in Lexington and has a couple of documentary ideas that she wants to do. And she hopes some of them will lead her back to Alaska. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.